A 3-year argument we have been having, I think, is about to come to a close. I am going to ask the people that we have in here today, 102.3 XLC West and Leah Gurney's got it. And we welcome Eric DeVoe from, and I overthink everything.
Equido Martial Arts.
Equido Martial Arts.
It's the Gurney Martial Arts Academy.
Okay. It's a mouthful. Equido. But what does Equido mean?
Equido, it means equal way.
Okay.
It's a contraction of equal and do, meaning the way in most Oriental languages.
Okay. All right. Now I know.
Like Taekwondo. Yes.
Yep. Taekwondo. Hapkido.
So what does the do part mean?
The way.
The way. The way. The way. Okay. I like it. Now I know. I learned something today. Okay. Eric, an argument that Wes and I have been having because... I don't know if you've seen me stand up, but I'm 5'1".
Needs a stool to get on that stool.
Yeah, so what?
5'1", maybe. And he's 6'3". And I tried to tell him that I could kick him in the head. And he's trying to say that it's physically impossible. To the point where we did a video of me trying to kick him in the head. He was supposed to wear a football helmet that day, and he did not. But I came dang close to kicking him in the face. Can you please? It's a possibility for me to be able to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
There's several different ways. You can stand there and just do it, or you can knock him down while he's laying on the floor, kick him in the head.
So we'll be doing a Facebook Live video coming up here shortly of me kicking Wes.
You didn't ask that question correctly, though. Is it possible for somebody 5'1" to kick somebody 6'3" in the head?
Yes.
Yes. Is it possible for Leah, the most unathletic person I know, to kick somebody in the head?
Unathletic, really?
Possibly. Yes. Yes.
All right. Either way, we'll settle our differences later on Facebook. But we talked to Eric this morning who, we were talking off the air about just how you got started. Let's start from when you moved to Gurney. You've been in the area since 1986. What all do you do there?
We have several different programs for the martial arts. We have our Little Dragons for kids 4 to 8. Taekwondo, which is mainly for the kids and adults, practice the art of hand and foot. And then we do Hapkido. That's what Mike and I do predominantly. We do a little bit of Filipino martial arts with sticks.
Ooh, nice.
Women's self-defense. I'm also a licensed police defensive tactics instructor.
You are a former Waukegan police officer
as well. Yes, I was. 30 years.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now... It's not just about the classes that you teach there, right? I mean, it promotes confidence and you mentioned women's self-defense skills.
Right.
What are some ongoing classes that you have now? I know you mentioned a few, but something that people could go and join right now.
They can join virtually either one of the classes, the Taekwondo class or the Hapkido class. Taekwondo is kind of geared toward the sport aspect of martial arts, where the Hapkido is purely self-defense. And Tai Chi, yes.
What's we do Tai Chi?
Tai Chi is a very slow-moving form of martial arts that, depending on how you do it, can be applied very effectively fast and hurt somebody, or you can just take your time and be quiet. And
when people are practicing, it kind of looks like yoga, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sort of like yoga. Yoga is a little more stationary where Tai Chi moves.
Okay. Because I'm a yogi. So Tai Chi would be right up my alley, maybe. What do you...
Because you went 3 times.
Okay. 3 times this week. Right. Anyhow, sorry, Eric. We have issues on this topic. But what's the class where you break bricks? Is that a real thing? Can you break a brick?
Yes. I can do 4.
You could do...
Well, they're called patio bricks. They're about 1.5 feet long and about 8 inches wide. I haven't broke bricks in quite a long time, though.
I did wood once.
Yep.
That was cool.
Our students,
I was taught how to do that, right? I was like,
right. Our students in Taekwondo break a board for their testing.
Okay. So how many instructors do you have there?
Six. Mike is one of the Hapkido instructors, and also we do the Tai Chi together. And we do the Tai Chi quite a few different locations. To help out,
which Mike Callahan, we welcome Mike. Back because you've been on with us before,
yeah.
Mike. Since you are an instructor, you started off as a student though and worked your way up.
Yes, about 11 years ago, I started with Equido, and just kind of evolved from there. Stuck with it. It's a great release. It's a good reason to stay in shape. Mm-hmm. So I certainly enjoy it. And the instructing part, I think, is a lot of people don't get it, but I think it just makes you better all the time because you're trying to be as good as you can be for your students.
Right.
You know, so.
So how old were you, do you mind me asking, when you got started?
I think I was 53.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this isn't something that people have to think like,
I'm too old for that.
Yeah, or I
have good for your joints and stuff, right? I mean,
well, that, some days yes, yeah. Some days no. Yeah. So,
how do you introduce students to martial arts?
Well, we, invite them to come in. We offer a 2 free-week lesson plan. Come in, try it out, see if you like it. If you like it, great. We'll sign you up. If you don't, well, thanks for giving us a try, and and we'll go from there. And basically, I come in and I tell them, jump in, the water's fine. Step on out on the mat and we'll show you what to do. And don't expect to be Bruce Lee after your first lesson, maybe the second lesson.
Well, that's you said 2 free weeks?
Yes, that's offer 2 free weeks.
That's really cool because a lot of the times it's like, oh, come in and sample, XYZ or come try out a class. And it's like, how do you really know if it's something that you're going to be able to commit to? And I'm sure you don't want people wasting your time as well, right?
Well, and that's true. We kind of offer it that way so that people can get a feel for it. And if they like it, again, like I say, then we sign them up. We don't do contracts right now because that's kind of one of them things that people look at in a negative light.
Right.
I appreciate people getting what they pay for, and that's how we run. We're pretty much a family-oriented martial arts. I love having parents out on the floor with their kids because that works out pretty good. And, it's a thing that you should keep doing because self-defense or martial arts is a perishable skill. If you don't keep doing it,
right,
or at least keep practicing a few aspects of it, it tends to fade. So,
absolutely. Where are you located and how can people find out more information about attending the academy?
We're online, www.equado.net. And we're on Delaney Road, 1810B, North Delaney Road, right at St. Paul and Delaney.
Okay.
About the easiest way, it's a half mile north of 41 and a half mile south of Sunset. Oh. On the right hand as you're going southbound.
All right. I got
surprise.
It. I got it. And I'm sure there you could get all the description of the classes and programs that you offer on the site. Eric and Mike, welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back in. Before we let you go, we have to ask, what's your gurney go-to?
What's my gurney go-to?
Your gurney go-to.
Can I say more than one? Actually, there's two.
Fire.
Well, one is Burrito Bravo at 1810 North Delaney Road.
That's right by you guys, too.
Oh,
are you
down
by the liquor store?
Yep.
Okay.
See, everybody knows where we are if you say the liquor store.
Sorry.
Yes. So Burrito Bravo, it's everything's made fresh right there. It's really
so
great.
So good. Yes, they are. I know exactly where he's at now.
See, that's great. And, the other one, if you like a good sit-down, I'd tell you Tacos El Norte on 21. That's
a good
really
one as well.
Good spot.
Yeah, they take good care of you there,
yes,
too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mike? What do you got?
Got a big Kaiser's Pizza. I just love that joint, and it's just down the street from where I live. So,
that's a good one, too.
Yeah, Ed's not been in here in a hot minute. He needs to get in here with some pizza.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We could all agree with Kaiser's.
Yeah. Right.
Awesome. Right. Eric, Mike, thank you guys so much for coming in for Gurney's Got It.
Well, thank you for letting us come in and be here and share our information. So.
And now I'm about to kick Wes in the head on Facebook Live, 102.3 XLC.